flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, let's talk about Mike McCarthy. So he's still out there. He turned the Saints job down. And you wonder if he's going to coach this year. You wonder if he wants to coach this year, if it was the Saints that he just didn't want any part of, or if it's the profession that he wants to take a step back from. But he's from here. He's a good offensive mind. He commands a lot of respect. And frankly, a better coach than Chuck Pagano, a more successful coach, won a Super Bowl as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you make that similar move? Why wouldn't you? And maybe they have, but I doubt it. Why wouldn't you kick the tires and see if Mike McCarthy's interested in coming in kind of a Brian Flores role, but on the offensive side?
I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not about the quantity, it's the quality, and it's having a voice that actually can be listened to. Like honestly, Mike McCarthy should be wearing a Steelers hat, a ball cap, and a pullover right now down in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl, standing right next to Mike Tomlin. Like, he should be down there right next to Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith with Steeler stuff on right now.
Yes.
Right now. Honestly. Even if he's only a consultant for the offseason.
Like Mike Vrabel was for the Browns.
For the Browns.
I don't know that he was in and out of that building, and it didn't seem to help them, but I think that's more Browns incompetence than anything else. But he was around, but he wasn't necessarily a presence, but I'm sure it didn't hurt to have him involved.
And I think for Mike McCarthy's sake, like, I feel like if he does want to be a head coach again, which I assume that he would, but not this year, like, he needs to stay around the game. Like, he needs to be a part of something. Like, that's how that kind of goes. Like, if you want to be a head coach, but you do want to take a year off, you just got fired, and you don't want to just sit around and watch football on your couch for a year, you kind of have to be involved in some way. And that's why you see guys like Vrabel, they attach themselves to certain
teams.
Yeah.
And sometimes dudes will do TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what Sean Payton did. But I don't know that that would scratch an itch for Mike McCarthy.
No.
I don't look at him and think, oh, that guy wants to be on TV.
No.
I think of him as more of a salt of the earth guy that is competitive and he's either coaching or he's not coaching. So I'd give him a call.
For sure.
Again, how does it hurt? It might not help. I think it would, but it doesn't hurt. And you're not going to have to pay out the nose. And let's say you did. You got the money. You're an NFL franchise. Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
Or a Bobby Slowick. Bobby Slowick, on the opposite side, I don't know, is he a guy that needs to repair his image? Like, I know that they didn't take a step forward offensively this year. They were also ravaged by injuries.
Yes.
Their offensive line, particularly the interior, not very good. Stephon Diggs hurt. Multiple wide receivers hurt. And they still won a playoff game. I remember when they torched the Steelers 2 years ago, and Tomlin's defense, shockingly, thoroughly outcoached. And I remember walking out of that game, or coming away from that game, thinking, boy, the Steelers have Matt Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And the Houston Texans have this young, hot shot guy who came from the 49ers organization who is getting the absolute most out of this rookie quarterback. I would have both of those guys on speed dial
no
and
doubt.
Called them multiple times by now.
No doubt. I think Bobby Sloak's too young to not have another opportunity. I think that he'll probably get like the offensive coordinator job in New Orleans, whoever that head coach will be. He'll have a job this year. But if he doesn't, I mean, even in this dead period where if you do think that he's going to get a job, give him a call. We're not saying that the Steelers haven't. Like, they might have. They might have called McCarthy. They might have called Sloak already. But it's one thing to call and gauge interest. It's another thing to get somebody here.
Yeah.
Like, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you want to live up to that brand name, which is basically all you're living up to at this point, that should lure a guy like Mike McCarthy, who is from here, to come coach and help your team this year. Honestly.
You've seen Tommy Boy, yes?
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're selling crappy brake pads, but you still got the Callahan box.
Yep.
That's what the Steelers are right now. They're a brand. That's it. They're resting on their laurels, being that they haven't had a losing season since 2003. But, oh, they're the fabulous Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what they are. They're a brand that's not living up to expectations anymore. So why wouldn't you try something different? And when I say different, I mean augment the staff a little bit. Again, I think this is a tier two issue, but Baltimore doesn't think it's a tier two issue. Like, if the Steelers' defense was one of the worst in football for half a season, guess what? They'd be the worst defense in football the entire season because they wouldn't bring in a Dean Pease. They wouldn't bring in an advisor. They would change nothing. They would just hope to play better.
They would say, it would be like this. Mike Tomlin will come out in a press conference and be like, I'm going to start calling plays. I'm gonna be the defensive coordinator from here on out. That's the only move that they would probably make, and it still wouldn't work.
You say that maybe they'd have called these guys, McCarthy or Sloak. I did the same thing, like, because we don't 100% know, but they're long since past deserving getting any benefit of doubt. So I'm just going to say they haven't reached out
because
they don't deserve our respect. They don't deserve to get the benefit of the doubt that they did the smart thing.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.